Hello again. Welcome back to another episode of the Hypermanic Noise Podcast. We're up to episode 29, and I thought I'd try something different this time. I actually got my better half, Tish, to come in and do a podcast with me. And they say behind every great man is an even greater woman. And behind this pitiful man is a great woman too. Tish is awesome. Love her to death. It was actually really fun. We started it off with some horrible auditions for film and commercials. And then Tish took us down memory lane of life living on a farm, which included eating most of her pets growing up. Yeah. It's not all fucking roses on the farm, let me tell you. I love this girl. She's going to marry me for some fucking reason. I don't know. Hasn't worked out that that's a terrible decision. We had a good time, and I think you're going to have a fun. Have more than one fun. You can have more than one. You can have two funs. How about that? Please, if you like the show, if you're still listening at this point, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? Leave a 5-star rating, a positive comment, a thumbs up on YouTube, share it. Whatever you can. We've got t-shirts coming out. If you can wear one, it's awesome. Any support's great. The numbers are going fantastic. I really, really appreciate everybody who keeps listening.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
I'm gonna burp. Oh, there we go. You like that?
That's really sexy.
Hello and welcome to the Hypermanic Noise Podcast. I'm here with my better half, my much better half, Tish.
Hi.
Hello, Tish.
How are you?
Good. You look very nice. She's wearing leather pants. just want everyone to imagine. It's good.
Yes, and surprisingly, we went to a pop concert tonight.
We did go. We saw Halsey. I was, I don't know. It was all right.
You weren't bored all the way through.
No, I wasn't. But I don't need to hear a 22-year-old give political speeches.
Yeah, she talked a lot.
Shut the fuck up and sing.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, I want to show you. I found this video. It's of people doing auditions.
Okay. For what?
For commercials and stuff.
Okay.
So it's just them giving the lines that they've been told and then improvising. And then they want them to do a little dance, a little shimmy. And it's pretty good. I like this chick too. She's got a...
Hang on.
She's got a head like a drive-in theater.
Hi, my name is Carla Shaw. You can stop at 5 or 6 stores or just one. I don't need friends. They disappoint me.
Hi, I'm Todd LaRue. You could stop at 5 or 6 stores or just one.
Just one.
I feel like a deer in the headlights of love.
Honey, you've got a big storm coming. You could stop at 5 or 6 stores or just one.
That's too sexual for that old bitch.
You could stop at 5 or 6 stores or just one.
She's like a Jodie Foster.
With a crack habit.
Yeah.
What's with the little dance?
You could stop at 5 or 6 stores. Or just one.
I like this this woman's dance. Just a little sway.
She didn't complete the move.
I am the queen of the universe. The waves part. And they engulf me and the water is warm.
Or just one. I can see the Statue of Liberty from here.
You could stop at 5 or 6 stores for just one.
Is this supposed to be their artistic expression at the end?
I think so.
People say that time heals all wounds.
It sure does.
I think we need to talk about, we need to do a bit of a movie review.
Oh, yes, we have one.
Or was it A Quiet Place?
Yeah, it would have been by the end of the movie.
A Quiet Place. Was that it? Or The Quiet Place? Doesn't matter.
A Quiet Place?
It just came out.
It had good reviews.
I feel like we can talk about it without spoiling anything because nothing happened.
And we left halfway through.
Well, we did, yeah. We probably did leave. Someone was bored.
both of us were bored.
I honestly didn't mind.
Oh.
I was quite inebriated just sitting there calmly like, yeah, okay. And it was quiet. It was nice and quiet. Just enjoying it. I've been working with an asshole child all week. So, yeah, I didn't mind. But I didn't care. I wasn't invested in it at all. And I was, if they were going to get me, you know, a little bit cooked, sitting there, chilling out.
Yeah. It just didn't move quickly enough.
No. The only action was in the first 5 minutes. And then there was nothing for the next 55.
And that was only a little snippet. Like, there wasn't little jumps or bites or anything. Everything was slow.
There was legitimately 10 seconds of action.
That we saw.
There
might have been more later.
Maybe. But who has time for that? What a load of shit. And what's the significance of why? So this virus thing broke. Well, we didn't get far enough to work out what the creatures were. But there's these creatures
they were like
around
insects
that hunts you if by sound. And the one family that seemed to survive had fucking 3 deaf kids.
No, 1 deaf kid.
No.
They weren't all deaf.
The girl was deaf.
Yes.
And the little brother was deaf died. Yes, he was.
He wasn't.
He was totally deaf as well.
He wasn't, though.
Yes, he was.
How do we know that?
Because he had a hearing aid.
He didn't.
I'm going to consult the internet. You're full of shit. See, this is why you don't get your... This is why you don't get the fiancé on the podcast. She just starts telling you how to run... This is how you run it. What are we talking about?
How many deaf kids in the movie we didn't watch?
Is that what I should Google?
I mean, does it matter?
It matters whether I'm right. Because
yeah,
I know, and that's what
I thought.
You know that's the important thing. It'll say like a colony of deaf kids. Is that what you call more than one deaf kid?
A colony? I don't know.
Oh, God. I'm bored just reading the synopsis here. There's their kids. Oh, I have an apology to make.
Where there's one deaf kid?
One deaf kid, just that annoying daughter.
Hang on. How long can I bask in this glory?
You look like you're about to slide off the seat. I apologize to everyone listening and most importantly you, my love, the one I adore.
Yes, well, I'm glad that you're acknowledging it.
How annoying was that deaf kid, though?
She was a bit sappy. She was a bit sad.
That face on her.
You know, but it must suck. Face. Like, you're trying to make her a hearing aid that works. It never works.
Yeah, but you could put that kid in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and I hate her. I just fucking hate her face.
She was too cutesy.
Cutesy?
Yeah.
She looked like a miserable little shit. Ugh.
But cutie.
Horrible child. Eh. Horrible.
She ran away.
Sort of knocked it on the head with a shovel at birth.
I knew you were going to say that.
That one's from Dad. Shout out to Dad. Represent 4071. Oh, shit, 4701. I can't even remember my own hood.
From Rockhampton.
Yeah, I've changed.
Yeah.
Shit. Frenchful motherfucker. You didn't even know the struggle of the streets in central Queensland.
No, but I know Cowtown.
Cowtown?
Dad, no.
That's not Cowtown compared to where I'm from.
There's cows there?
There's cows there, but we have 2 abattoirs that are like the main centres for the state.
I know.
So little respect.
No.
Yes.
No respect.
So your dad has a stud farm.
He does.
And what's involved with having stud animals?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
So it's 52 acres of irrigated clay land.
Can you have horses?
You can't have horses.
Why not?
Because when I was a kid, I was told that they rip up the ground.
Okay.
But
I've noticed the neighbors have horses.
Yeah, horses aren't illegal. We just weren't allowed to have them.
They just didn't want to give you horses.
No, because we had cows.
Yeah. Okay. We were allowed to ride the cows.
Yes, I had a pet cow called Polly.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to lie on her back and she used to just wander around the pens.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Did you have any other pet cows?
I did.
Tell this. So also mention, you're from a family of Polish immigrants. So
I am.
Everything is used. We work hard. We sleep little.
You
don't waste anything.
No, you work hard. You save.
Your dad is a very successful man, and he's come from literally being born into the dirt.
Yeah, they actually made their first house out of offcuts from the timber mill.
Yeah.
And there was 7 of them. So, it's incredible.
Hard life. So when it comes to pets and whether or not they're food.
There is no line. Everything that is on a farm is food. Well,
So Nifty used to bucket feed. Nifty's the cow.
So Dad used to breed Limousin and Red Angus cows.
Oh, that's good. Everyone was wondering what breed.
Look, it's important to me. Tell my stories. But this calf actually came out as a Friesian because my dad does artificial insemination.
And we'll get into that later.
I know we will. And so the mother rejected the calf, Nifty, and I used to come home from school and bucket feed her. Like, you mix up, you know, like powdered milk. And so we did that until she could eat hay with the rest of the cows. And then as part of the stud, they do the rotation. So the older cows, if they don't go and get sold, go to the abattoirs. And then we have what we call a custom kill, where one's out in the paddock and then in the freezer. So one time, I came down to mum and dad's for dinner and we were eating steak. My brother turns to me and goes, "Do you want to know who we're eating?" And I was like, no, I don't. And he was like, "Ha, it's Nifty." And from that until, I don't know, 1.5 years afterwards, I couldn't even be in the house if someone was cooking mince. The idea of beef.
That's so funny. And didn't you have a pig that got eaten as well, a pet pig?
And we had a pet pig called Wilbur.
And what happened to him?
My uncle made sausages out of him.
Waste not, want not.
Look, it's still in the family and there was still love there, I guess. I didn't find out about that until afterwards either. They just
said he went away. Let him free.
They said he went. He got sold.
Oh, okay. He did, though, didn't
he did. For sausage purposes.
It's like when you were kids and someone's dog would die and they'd say, "Oh, he went away to the farm." We took him to a farm. He'll be happy there.
Yeah.
They were already at the farm. And didn't you have a dog? What happened to the dog?
Our dog used to run away. And
so rather than train it, what did you do?
Dad lifted it at the pound.
That is so fucked.
He said if it ran away too many times, like, he wasn't going to keep going to get it out. And
why didn't he just, like, put it on one of those, "Hey, adopt my dog die?
You know what? It didn't, at the time, didn't feel unusual.
It fucking wouldn't.
Isn't that bad?
It's odd.
Of course I miss, Dusty. But
it's the first time we've been together, nearly 8 years. You've never mentioned the name, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you were just like...
We had a Rusty.
He's
and
gone
a,
now.
A Dusty.
We'll not talk of him.
We forget our memories.
How funny. That is funny. So tell me about Polish superstitions.
Okay.
Because these are fucking retarded. You can't come back to the house if you forget something.
If you leave to go on a journey, which is basically if you leave the house for any reason...
Mm-hmm.
to go somewhere, like not to go out the front, you know, to look at the garden, but to go somewhere. If you forget something, you can't come back, because otherwise it means that you're now got bad luck for the journey.
What if it's the keys for the car?
Well, then you never left. Like when you actually, you have to actually have started to go.
What if it's the kids?
Well, then it's bad luck for the journey.
Well, it is bad luck, isn't it? The kids are probably going to die. If you're going to the Gold Coast for 2 weeks and you left the kids in the house.
Yeah, I suppose so.
That is bad luck. So maybe it's right.
There's another one about shoes on the table. But I think that's, everyone has that
shoes
rule.
On the table?
You never ever put shoes on the table. Like ever, for no reason.
Yeah, okay. Even if they're new?
Nope. Never.
Why?
I can't remember the reason. Something about luck. We should have had like my cousin on. She knows all of them. There's something about a chain as well.
She did have some good ones.
But she knew them from Bupsha.
Yeah. What was the one you just said?
Bupsha.
Oh, about the shoes on the table.
Yeah.
It's probably because they ate so many shoes during the Holocaust, they don't want the reminder, so they just throw them in the corner. Sorry to all our Polish listeners. History's a motherfucker.
It is.
The last time we saw your cousin, there was a few that were brilliant. There was one about, never mind. It's gone.
I know. I can picture her telling us, but I can't remember the stories. Wonderful.
How did she look when she was telling you? Polish?
She does, but she's different. She's got a different face than me. So, you know that there's basically the round face or the angular face. So, she got more like the angular face with like the ski slope nose. And I got more like the round face with like the button nose.
So, there's two types of poles. Two races. You're splitting them into two.
No, I'm not. I'm giving you two types of characteristics faces for Polish women.
You're totally right. Poland's a nice place. I'd like to go there again.
I haven't been.
It's because you're a bad Pole.
I know. Well, the idea was to go for a longer period of time. Last time I went to Europe, there wasn't enough time to go and actually see it. So I was going to go back and do a different loop of the sort of the bus trip that I was doing. And haven't been back.
Why not? Don't you want to visit the motherland?
Yes. Apparently there's a whole heap of family members over there.
Oh. You're telling me that there's a lot of large Polish families over there?
Oh, of course there would be.
Yeah. Related to you, of course.
No.
Every person in your family, like how many kids? 70.
between 2 and 4 or 5.
So how many grandchildren did your grandparents have?
You mean Bupsha and Jadek?
Sure.
Okay. So there's...
Oh, don't even bother them. How many kids did they have?
We're looking around 50.
How many kids did they have?
All together. Yeah, I reckon 50.
No. How many kids did your grandparents have?
Oh, 5.
Habla español. So they had 5 kids and on average they had about 4 or 5.
2 to 4, yeah. Most of them had 4.
So that's
4.
20. And then what about the other side of your family?
6. Mum, 1 of 6.
On your mum's side?
Yeah.
And they all had 77 kids each?
3 or 4.
So around your generation, between cousins and everything, you've got 2 sides of a football team, basically.
Absolutely.
Why? We don't need that many
And
people.
Sometimes they'd all get together, like when I was younger. So many of us.
Stop breeding.
I'm not breeding.
I've got a puppy dog. Much easier to deal with.
Yeah, but they were all, on mum's side, quite religious. And it tends to go hand in hand with many babies.
They're
and they wanted big families.
For a number of reasons.
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to use contraception.
Yes.
And having a baby is a blessing from God, according to the Bible. So you're being blessed. You're being blessed by getting laid.
Deal with it.
You're being blessed by the baby. And then, yeah, when you don't want any more babies, you just stop having sex and just become a...
angry.
Just sit there frustrated and horny all the time.
Yeah. Sounds terrible.
I don't know. Yeah. I like the idea of learning Polish, but why? And then I met that Polish comedian and I talked to him about it and he said, dude, don't waste your time.
I know. I wanted to do it for a long time and I did try and find places and there was that Skype. You know, we'll do it over Skype. I'm like, you can't do it over Skype. And then you can get lessons here now, but I don't know if I can retrain. Like, no vowels. It's all...
You could do it, but think about, we've learnt some Spanish. Think about
even say, like, sugar.
Reservar.
Reservar.
But think about how much time it's taken to learn shit in Spanish. Compared to Paul. Do it again. Reservar.
I'll get there.
But there's no... The thing is, with learning Spanish, we could go to Spain. We could go to Mexico. Guatemala, Panama, Colombia, Peru. If you learn Polish, you can go to Poland. And there's no work there.
And there's so many different dialects of Polish.
But it's the same in any language. You can't... It's Lisa, our friend from Germany.
Yeah.
Said she can't understand people from the south.
The south of what?
Germany.
Oh, that's bizarre. It's bizarre because in Australia, like, we've got kind of different accents. But it's all the same language.
It's just thickness of accents and slang, different words that people say over here in Western Australia that are wrong.
It's not.
It's wrong.
It's not.
It's wrong. It's totally wrong.
Say one of your wrong words.
No, I don't want to now. You've embarrassed me. Like crotchies.
Marin.
Little freshwater lobsters, crotchies.
Marin.
They're called crotchies. I like that you call them marin. That's cute that you call them the wrong thing. I like that.
No, I'm pretty sure that they're the same thing.
Caw, 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 caw. What else? Little sausages, little boys. We call them Cheerios.
Yeah, which I've never understood because...
I've never understood it either. That's just...
It's not an American cereal.
We never had that American cereal.
But why Cheerios?
I don't know. I didn't name them. But up until recently, everywhere you went in regional Queensland at least, those little cocktail Frankfurts, little boys, were Cheerios. I didn't know shallots were spring onions till I moved here. I learned a lot of things when I met you.
Did you?
Yeah.
How to be very, very patient.
Earth. I learned that, what else did I learn since I've been with you? That when you finish a meal, you put your knife and fork together in the middle of the plate. I just assumed that it was when I was finished eating. They knew I was done.
No. And it used to confuse me because I've always been taught, like, table manners. I am inverting commas.
We used to just eat off the floor in my family.
But even things like where the glasses are supposed to be set. Like
even a casual dinner with your folks isn't casual. Like, there's plates and there's different glasses and there's 14 forks and all this. We'd be like, fucking fish and chip night eating off the paper.
I know, but I think they don't entertain a hell of a lot. And so when, you know, they get to see us... They like to put on a little bit of a big deal.
Was it like that growing up?
I used to, when I was in high school, do like a dinner party and then I'd go and put everything out and do that. So, like, a special occasion, I'd say I'd cook and I'd do, the full lot. We always had serviettes, maybe, yeah, and side plates.
Okay.
Only when you needed it, though.
All right. Did you always say grace?
Always.
Wow.
Always.
We only ever said grace mocking it.
No.
Mum and dad or someone would say, we're going to say grace, and then we'd laugh and make up something stupid. I think when I was little, it was rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub from Simpsons.
Yep. No. And it used to be like everyone had a turn on saying it. Which, I don't know, it was much more religious back then. Well, I was that religious. So, yeah, it was good.
But it's everyone says that when they were raised in it. Oh, I was religious back then. Okay. Imagine instead of believing in God, your family believed in the KKK. We're right involved.
Would
in
we
that.
Still say grace?
No, yeah, you would. Thank the white Jesus for looking after the white man. But at that age, you would be into whatever they said.
Yeah.
It's whatever you're around. That's why I was racist when I was young, because everyone around me was.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to an age where you're like, I don't have a problem with fucking... Are you out of things to say now?
No, I was just thinking back. I never really told you about AI.
Oh. Straws.
Yeah, straws.
Let's learn about straws.
Do you want to?
So when you artificially inseminate a cow.
Well, first of all, you have to decide what bloodline you're into. So you actually track the heritage of the cows.
So hang on.
They need it for the full picture.
Your dad, the Polish immigrant, is looking into the purity of something's blood.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
I see me. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
And then
it's
once
not
you.
Pure enough. This is not good.
Oh, they're pure.
Oh.
Only the best.
We only get the purest.
And so, then you purchase a straw in, what's that? The
cryo, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Cryo packed in a straw. The cum of the cow.
So you purchase a straw full of cum that's snap frozen.
Yes.
And your dad drives around the countryside buying all the best cum.
He does. And he's good at it too.
He's good at buying cum. That's awesome.
He's good. He actually makes quite a lot of profit.
No, he does. I'm making
not from
fun
that.
Of,
from
no, I'm making fun of it, but it's just it's so funny to me that that's...
only if you look at it like that. If you look at it like
somebody to look at it, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. And then
what do you think I was going to be? Oh, so when the embryo, he buys straws of cum. That's hilarious.
To make babies.
Yeah.
In cows.
And how do you inseminate a cow?
You get this really long green plastic glove that goes up to pretty much your shoulder.
Yep. What do they call that? The fisting glove?
I don't think it has a name.
Gareth.
And
Kane.
Then I think I don't know if I'm gonna be incorrect. Basically, you put your hand up the cow and plant it.
Right in their puss?
Yeah.
You just shove your hand up there. Do you have to make the cow come?
Well, no, I don't think it works like that. Maybe. It's very insensitive, I must say.
What is?
Just... Oh, yeah.
To just shove it in there.
Yeah.
You should make the cow come. I hope your dad's caring enough to do that.
I never ever want to think about that.
Let's talk about it more.
No.
So imagine he's like got one arm up there and the other arm is under just tickling the udders. Just tickling them. And then he slips one he starts rubbing its butt. She looks like she's going to chunder.
Oh, that's so... I've been in the cattle yard too many times. Oh, interesting fact. Another farm fact. You know that when you cut the horns off, you know how it pisses blood?
Yeah, you put spaghetti in there.
You do.
Why is it? Why does that work so well?
Because it swells. And sort of like, so it forms it.
And the spaghetti just happens to be a good shape to shove in the hole or what?
Or you get, you just snap it in half, put like 10 centimetres.
No, but I've never cut off a bullhorn. Is
yeah,
that,
it's kind of...
what's it look like?
It's hollow inside and until you get right
deep,
down.
It goes deep. So yeah. That's why the spaghetti's good, because it's long and thin and straight and you can just pack it in.
Yeah, and then it just drops out in the paddock.
Hmm. Wonder who worked that out. Wasn't the Polish.
Definitely not the Polish. The
Italians.
But they were all market gardeners.
But they had spaghetti.
Yeah, but they didn't have cows.
Didn't they?
I don't think
so. Were they allowed cows?
Well, if you're growing veggies.
How do you grow spaghetti? Is there a spaghetti tree?
No.
How do you make spaghetti?
You make dough. Like
and
you
then
would
what?
Make bread.
And you just make it in really tiny strands or some shit.
You get a spaghetti maker. You actually make it into a long, thin slice. And you... wind it through and it makes whatever size spaghetti you want.
Who would do that for fun?
People are into food shows.
Fuck people into food shows. Fucking wankers. So fucking dumb.
It's what do you mean? Like,
it's like everyone says, oh, he makes great food. You don't know. What are the things that make you enjoy food? Taste, smell, texture. I can't get any of that watching TV.
No, but if you're a follower of him and he makes you cook stuff that he
Who's
makes.
Him?
Okay.
Who have you got a crush on? You like Jamie Oliver?
No.
When you're in the kitchen, you just want to throw in a little bit of that, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of cayenne pepper, you know, just to give it a bit of spice, you know, a bit of jazz it up a little.
Yeah. That accent doesn't turn me on.
Good. So where were we before I went on my Jamie Oliver rant? I got lost now.
I don't know.
Cooking shows are terrible.
Yeah. If it's for a specific recipe, I don't mind it. But you mean like the reality TV shows? Like, what about, what is it, Iron Chef?
Oh, that's pretty funny.
The Japanese one.
Yeah, but Japanese are just hilarious people.
And they're fucking good cooks too. They cook all sorts of stuff.
How do you know?
Because I've seen them cook creatures I've never seen before.
So?
It's interesting.
It could taste like dog shit.
Oh, I don't care about that.
So what are you watching it for?
I want to see what they do.
If you make food,
yeah.
What's the point of it?
To eat it.
Well, and to be have that to be a pleasant experience.
Of course.
We don't know if it tastes good. We just know that the dickheads that are chewing it.
Again, I'm not interested in that.
Are you interested in?
I just like to see what they do.
Who?
Like sometimes, I don't know.
The way they throw salt in the pan.
Yes, or like put different flavours together.
Oh, fuck.
You know I'm not obsessed with these things, though.
It's so dumb.
You like experimenting in the kitchen.
Sure, I'm involved. I'm going to eat the food.
Okay, I guess it's just watching somebody else.
And I'll look up recipes and I'll read it and I'll go, that looks all right. Or I'll try it. But it's the theatrics and I think it's because they try to be funny and they're not funny.
Is this because you're a comedian and...
Yeah, and I'm better than them.
Well,
so maybe I should learn to cook so that at least the jokes are half decent.
And build your own cooking show?
No, I don't like cooking. I don't want to. I don't mind cooking. I don't like cleaning it up.
No.
Shut up. I make nice food for you.
You do make nice food.
I do. Let that be known. That's on record now. That's on tape.
But he makes a fucking mess.
Oh, shut up. So why did you say yes when I asked you to marry me?
Because he said it in Spanish and it was romantic.
Oh, that's good. That's good. See, there you go. There's a lesson to anyone listening. Say it in Spanish. So maybe it helps with everything. Maybe if you like, maybe if that guy was saying, John, I want a divorce, maybe if he said it in Spanish, it would have been more convincing.
I don't know. That was a scary laugh.
Yeah. Kira, our dog Kira looks like she's overdosing on heroin. Look at her eyes rolling back in her head. What are you doing, dog?
Is it sleeping state? Oh.
Yeah, she was just dozing off. The eyes were rolling back in her head.
Yeah. And isn't it funny that she's got this addiction to seaweed?
Oh, yeah. We bought this massive packet of seaweed snacks trying to be healthy. And they taste like you just eat seaweed out of the fucking ocean. So.
Well, it's like nothing. And then it comes back and it becomes this lump.
Yeah, it's like paper. Like, not even paper. Thin, like, crepe paper. And you put it in your mouth and chew it, and then it's like you've got four pieces of chewing gum in there, all of which tastes like seaweed. So we won't eat it. But the dog fucking loves it.
That's good.
Bit of a plug there for seaweed. Not good for humans, but dogs enjoy it. Good for their teeth.
I'm mad for it.
They're mad for it. Well, I think at the point that we're talking about feeding our dog seaweed, we're done. Probably run out of shit. I'm going to do cunty questions with you, though.
Oh, okay. How exciting.
Cunty questions.
God fucking damn it!
What the fuck?
You were there when I got told this. And somehow you can't remember it, which is brilliant. So if I have 30 cows and 28 chickens, how many didn't?
If I say it again.
This is from the great Cameron McLaren, comedian extraordinaire. If I have 30 cows and 28 chickens, how many didn't?
28.
How many didn't?
I know there's something with the 8 chickens. 8.
Are you getting there?
No.
You've picked the right thing. If yeah. I had 30 cows yes. and 28 chickens,
yeah, I know.
How many didn't? Is it the maths that you're struggling with? So you worked out the riddle, but you can't do 30 minus
20.
So what? Okay. So take the zeros away. What's 3 yeah. take away 2?
1.
And then add the 0.
10. I'm with you. I'm following.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry. I'm having...
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your favorite color?
Probably black.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
7.
Thank you. 7. Most people pick 7.
Do they?
Yeah.
Safe number.
I think just people like the number 7. It's roundabout. Something about it. It's easier to draw. 8's confusing. 9's a bit difficult. No one can agree on how you draw a 4. So the world's about to end.
Mm-hmm.
And you're near a bunker. And you run in the bunker. And close the door. And then you see who else is in there with you.
Yeah.
And it's Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, and Donald Trump.
Okay.
And you're the only people that survive Ooh. On Earth.
Okay.
Are you going to repopulate the Earth?
So I don't have any choice?
No, it's up to you. Unless they rape you, but I'm saying that...
that they're not going to.
In this scenario, they're not raping you. You have a choice whether you want to repopulate the Earth.
And that I don't have any chance of, like, getting out.
Oh, no, you can... Well, at some point, maybe you can leave the bunker, but everyone else on Earth is dead. It's like nuclear fallout. So the only people you've got to hang out with are these three Muppets.
Cool.
You can say no. Because if it was me, I'd happily let the human race die. What? Well, you'd let what, Donald Trump bust a clip in?
Look.
Or Kim Jong-un.
How long am I down there for?
Oh, you little hussy.
No, it's the end of the world.
The end of the world.
Nothing else.
Kim Jong-un.
Murderous I'm not saying monster, that they're positive candidates.
Murdering monster who blew his uncle up with an anti-aircraft rocket. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
Oh, look.
And grab him by the pussy guy who looks like shit.
They all look like shit.
Vladimir Putin's probably the best looking one. But because he's Russian, he kind of looks like he could be in your family. That might be awkward. Yeah. So I'm thinking you're going to let Donald Trump have sex with you.
I don't want any of them to. I'm just saying.
Sounds like you do. I saw a bit of a smirk there.
I'm just saying, how long am I down there for?
You have a vibrator down there.
Then nope.
Who would you be friends with? I'd be friends with Putin. I reckon he'd have some killer stories.
Kim Jong-un doesn't seem like much of a talker.
Well, he can't really speak English, but I think he'd be insufferable just to be around because he thinks he's some sort of god.
Yeah.
But suppose they all do. That's the whole point of this scenario.
The peacocking would be amazing.
Hmm. Oh, I think you might know this one.
Okay.
You're at the edge of a cliff and your brother's hanging off the edge of the cliff and he's just about to fall. But then about 20 meters away, your sister's hanging off another cliff and she's just about to fall. And you've got 5 seconds and you need to decide.
Wow. Okay?
You need to decide what's better, Coke Zero or Diet Coke.
Coke Zero.
Do you like Coke Zero more?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we always get Diet Coke.
Because you like that.
Oh.
Aww. Oh,
there we go. Look, there.
Oh.
On that note, there's a little compromise, so little relationship bliss at the end of some cunty questions. Thank you, Tish.
No worries.
That was fun.
Yeah, that's been fun.
I like you. You're my friend. Coco! Just for anyone wondering, anytime she's shitty at me, I make that sound.
The person. And I always crack up laughing and then it kind of
fizzles it out.
Yeah.
See?
Tip for everyone out there.
Dealing with hecklers has taught me.
What? How to heckle me?
Yeah.
Okay.
With bird calls. For some reason, Polish people, you know, again, Polish people like bird noises because at Auschwitz there was no birds around. Goodbye, everyone.
Hypermanic noise.